It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Stanton, and for Ben Kiefer. It's a News Buzz edition of the program. Quick hits on a number of items during the course of the hour. Well, if you hear someone say they see a drone flying overhead, that might give you a certain sensation or maybe even fear. Probably because that word drone makes us think of war, but there are many uses for these unmanned aerial vehicles. One of them, potentially, that could be lucrative and useful domestically, is in agriculture. Well, joining us now, Peter Gray, reporter with Harvest Public Media, joins us. He's from WUIS in Springfield, Illinois. He's going to be talking a bit about how tech-savvy farmers might be using these drones. Peter Gray, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
I'm glad to have you on the program. Your story, Drones Coming Soon to a Farm Near You, is online, available at iowapublicradio.org if you've missed that report. And I should say Harvest Public Media is a collaboration between Midwest public radio stations, including Iowa Public Radio. So what do these aerial vehicles that farmers might use, what do they look like?
You know, visualizing these is difficult to do because they are very different, but I think that the first thing that we should do is just kind of divide them up between fixed-wing aircraft, which look like, it looks like a model plane that a hobbyist might fly, and then there's those vehicles that are called quadcopters, and sometimes they're more than just four blades, like the name would suggest. But these quadcopters, which were developed primarily out in California for filmmakers, are now making their way into ag, as we've mentioned, and are really attractive to farmers who want to get just up above their crops or their cattle, even, to see, you know, how things are looking.
Really talking about a small, almost like remote-controlled helicopters with a camera on it.
Yeah, it's precisely that, and we're talking about a fraction of the cost versus paying a pilot to do these kinds of scouting missions or just crop spraying. There's a couple of applications that industry folks really want to get into, and that's, you know, remote sensing, insect damage, and also precision applications. You know, eventually wanting to take this into the area of crop dusting and fertilization or spraying. But they're a long way away from that. However, nations like Japan have already been doing a lot of their crop dusting with remote-controlled helicopters, for example. So there's a huge market for it. At least the trade group that represents manufacturers, they put out this economic impact report last year suggesting that between the years of 2015 and 2025, the industry is going to generate something like $82 billion. So they're talking about it becoming as much as an $82 billion industry potentially as we move into 2025. But again, it all depends on FAA and what those regulations may be, and we expect that we're perhaps going to see some small unmanned aerial vehicle application for rural areas, some special rules for that out later this year.
Clearly, farmers are interested in using these since there is a market. So what is the legality of these, say, in the Midwest here?
Yeah, that's a real sticky issue for folks, for regulators. I spoke with a gentleman with FAA who stressed that anyone who wants to operate a drone for commercial use, in other words, if I'm a farmer and I've got a neighbor who wants me to scout their fields or, you know, check for flooding, et cetera, and I charge him $8 an acre to do that, I'm technically breaking the law. So there's the legality when it comes to the commercial use, and then there's also the legality of how these unmanned vehicles will share the airspace, which is FAA's primary concern. It's a public safety issue. Right now, these vehicles can be flown under 400 feet, so you can get up over your field and operate as a hobbyist. So it is something that farmers can have as sort of an added value application to something that, you know, they may be doing already. But FAA and the people who are close to the industry are stressing to farmers and anyone else who would want to fly an unmanned aerial vehicle that they really need to read up on the regulations for sharing airspace and keep abreast of what's going to be changing and coming out of Washington.
What about when we talk about using pesticides, if we're spraying fields with these, is there any concern about what could potentially go wrong there?
I think that the U.S. government, and there's, I suppose, a conversation where EPA would have to get together with FAA, in other words, that regulation for the commercial use of drones in precision ag would involve an environmental and conservation discussion. So I think that that's ultimately that's going to wind up in the rulemaking that comes from the federal government. But because there is some precedent for crop dusting and pesticide spray in Japan, as I mentioned, there at least are applications that can be cited and precedent for that.
Okay, well, get your crystal ball out. What's going to happen? What changes might we see, and when might that happen?
This is going to be something that the market drives, and because there is consumer demand for this, and in our area, some farmers that have got some decently deep pockets compared to perhaps other areas of the country, us being in a rich corn belt, and lots of acres. I mean, we've got these massive farms, and farmers whose time is scarce, I would say that it really is going to be the Midwest farmer and also farmers on the West Coast who are going to drive this. And I would not be surprised that this time next year or the following, we're going to see some limited use of drones over cornfields or soybean fields.
Okay, well, I'm sure there'll be more stories to come. Thank you so much, Peter Gray, for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
You're very welcome. Peter Gray is a reporter with Harvest Public Media, and that's a collaboration between Midwest public radio stations, including Iowa Public Radio. You can see Peter Gray's report, Drones Coming Soon to a Farm Near You. You can find that at iowapublicradio.org.